Guys, I wanted to do something just as a practical benefit for our listeners that we finally are getting a chance to do. And Ed Riddell is going to help us with this. But guys, you know, I look around the studio here and all of us are on different devices. Gary on his Surface Pro and Cal's got a big old Mac over there. And Ed's got a Dell and I've got a Mac here and we've got cell phones. All of them depend on one thing. Their electrical power source, which in most of our cases, I think most of us are running on batteries right now.
Well, and it's interesting because my son Justin is here in the studio with us because we're going to go down to the Tiger game after the show. And he just asked me for my charger so he could charge his cell phone, right? So,
well, Justin,
you're right.
this input then is going to be important because we're going to talk about some of the important things to know. And there are some myths that have been involved in terms of how to take a good care of your, particularly your lithium ion batteries. And because they are often the batteries that are charging most of our phones and computers and the many, many different devices we have. So, Ed, I thought we'd take some time. There was an article that appeared just recently online, and maybe to share some of the highlights from that are very important.
Well, first, you know, I did not realize this, but charging up your cell phone all the way every day isn't healthy for your lithium ion batteries. The article actually recommends charging it maybe once a week to get to 100%. Now, a lot of cell phones have the ability to automatically shut off when they reach 100%, so they're not constantly charged up or topped up, if you will. Some of that anxiety about charging is taking away from us, and we don't have to worry about it.
Because it's built into the phones.
It's built into the phones, right. Okay. They're starting to get, the manufacturers are getting smart about that. But the other thing that, it just makes common sense is, well, heat kills, of course.
Right.
Will kill a battery. So they were basically saying that if your lithium ion battery was at 32 degrees over the course of the year, it would only lose maybe 8% of, or 7% of its charge life, basically.
Okay.
But if you're at a constant 78 degrees, you're going to be losing approximately 18%. If you're at 112 degrees or 122 degrees at your battery and over the same year, you've lost 60% of your battery life.
Wow.
So heat and having your battery hot, charged in a hot place.
So guys, I'm thinking, for instance, a laptop that's kept in a bag. You know, it's carried around where maybe it's turned on, Cal, and
yeah, but you put that
warm
in sleep mode, and so it's definitely not using the type of power it would normally use when it's running full
time. I don't always intentionally do that, though. I kind of close it up and pop it in the bag.
Well, when
and
you
take
close
off.
It, it puts it to sleep.
It puts it to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But keeping it in your trunk, you know, isn't probably a good thing. Now, remember a few years ago, there was the laptop battery explosion because dangers, because they overheat, because lithium ion can be explosive if it doesn't charge properly. So the manufacturers of the batteries have to be very careful. They become very good at the manufacturing process of these, so little microscopic short circuits don't take place in the lithium ion, causing it to get overheated and explode.
Go ahead, Ken.
A lot of times, people are saying, don't let it run completely to zero.
Yes.
Is that still a problem with lithium ions and new ones?
Yes. Okay. Do not let them run completely to zero.
So you want to be able to shut them off before then.
And a lot of them do
get them on the charger.
Smart devices will shut down. I mean, Windows will shut down at 7% by default. Smartphones do about the same thing at around, I get really nasty warnings at about, 4%.
Yeah, right. I tell you, I'm going to do something nasty to you. You don't stop this.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, with the old nickel cadmiums and those sort of things, it was always good to exercise those batteries by running them down to darn near as low as you possibly could get, and then bringing them back up once in a while. Is that the same with lithium?
No, absolutely not. Okay. It's actually, it'll actually shorten the life.
Okay.
To exercise it that much. From going to empty to full every couple days, it'll actually reduce the life of your battery. The good thing to do, what they're saying is between 20 and 80%. That's a good sweet spot.
If you bounce between there, okay.
So now a lot of people are going to wireless charging. That's not always good, is it?
Apparently not. It induces a little bit more heat, to the batteries.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, because of the RF and stuff like that.
Not yet, anyway.
Not
They'll
yet.
They'll probably figure it out.
It is cool as hell to be able to throw my phone up on
You're
the
not
dash.
Supposed to say that on radio.
Oh, well. It is cool.
Very cool.
To be able to do that.
Proximity charging. Whether hell really was cool.
Right, that's...
Yeah, good point there.
But that's another story entirely. And
that's a different show. That's not our show.
But those pads, now, was the keypad or QI... was one of those pads, right? And there were some phones that do that kind of thing. And as you say, it really is neat to be able to just kind of flip your phone on top of that. But it sounds like there's a certain price to doing that.
There's a price in weight on the device and also in the heat that it takes.
What about fast charging? Because a lot of people are going to, I can do this a quick charge or I can do this trickle charge. Why would you ever do trickle if you could do fast?
Yeah. And again, doing a fast charge induces more heat. So it's a great idea.
Okay.
And my Samsung phone has fast charge and I used it all the time. And then I'm reading this article and apparently it's not such a good thing to do.
You know, it's really weird because every day when I go home, at the end of the day, I plug my phone in and let it charge all night.
I do too. It sits by my bed,
and
just in case I get a call.
And if my battery is going to last a lot longer, well, you know something? I don't think I'm going to keep that phone that long because all the phones I've ever had, I've never had a battery failure, ever.
Mm.
Well, that's good. Well, you know,
it's a gravity failure sometimes.
No, that's not a gravity failure. That's called a gravity upgrade.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So what we're going to have to rely on is the manufacturers of these smart devices that we have are going to have to. I mean, I can hardly get through a day without going through my entire battery's sources. So I do leave it plugged in all night. So we're going to have to rely on the firmware or the software on our smartphones and our tablets and everything to be able to charge overnight and then, you know, and prevent that overheating and reduction of life.
We've hit on some myths, though, that I think they're important to keep, like the business of letting them go all the way to zero and then charging them back.
And don't stick them in the freezer anymore. That's not a good thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Not unless you have to dry them out after you dropped them in the toilet or something. So,
I'm not eating ice cream over at your house ever.
So a lot of times these battery packs, right? Your phone's going low. I've given each of my kids one just in case so they can carry it out. And then you can plug it in using USB, and that charges them. How's that? Does that work okay? It should, right?
I would think it would. Okay. I mean, I didn't find anything in the article. Do you remember reading anything in the article about that?
I haven't seen anything.
I can only traditionally find... Yeah. That too.
Cal's holding it up. Can everybody see that on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, good. He's holding it up right up to the mic.
And we were given some by our own geek, Rick Broide, brought in a few of those.
That's right.
And I made sure my daughter had one of those when she went to school.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking that those are battery assist packs and do charging. They do not do fast charging.
Yeah.
You know?
Speaking of fast charging, I got to let you guys know this. For the future, a team of researchers, this is an article that was on the online recently, a team of researchers in Singapore have developed a next-generation lithium-ion battery that can recharge a battery to 70% in just 2 minutes.
Yes.
That means that it would be able to charge an entire electric car in just 15 minutes. And here's the kicker. It lasts for over 20 years.
The charge?
The battery, apparently.
No.
No, it's...
Well, you know, I can understand
but
that
what is the price of that monster?
Well, right now, obviously obscenely expensive because of research and development. It says, normally it's safe to be skeptical about new battery technology, but there's something rather hopeful about this breakthrough. The new battery isn't altogether new. It's actually just an improvement upon existing lithium-ion technology.
Right, because the big thing with lithium-ion is the surface area. When you charge a lithium-ion battery, all the electrons travel over the surface. So if you can induce microscopic dimples and valleys within and increase the surface area, that's where you get the performance.
Well, it says the key comes in the form of nanostructures instead of the traditional graphite used to create the lithium-ion batteries.
Isn't that what I just said?
That's exactly it. The new technology uses a cheap titanium dioxide gel. Anyway, hope is on the horizon, and Ed has got his finger on the pulse.